At least, Link, do you fish?
I have fished in the past. I haven't done it recently.
Something tells me it's not really your thing.
Well, I'm eating a lot. I'm eating fish for dinner. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. It counts even more if you catch your own fish. But how are you today?
Oh, it's good. It's Friday, Lisa, and it stopped raining finally.
I know. That feels good. Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. She joins us every Friday at this time. And the good news you have for us is that we're making more money.
We are. You know, I know that everybody was focused earlier on this week on the inflation numbers, and those we can talk about in a moment went up a little bit. But the really good news is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has said that overall we're making more money and it's rising at a faster rate than inflation. And that's great. That means we're finally starting to claw our way back and get ahead again.
Well, yeah. It doesn't feel that way, though, Elise.
Okay, stop eating eggs. Until we get through this bird flu stuff, everybody just has to stop looking at the price of eggs, really.
Why do we base everything on the price of eggs? Just because that rose so dramatically?
I think people just eat a lot of eggs, Lisa, and when you go out, they're in everything. You know, today I had an omelet for breakfast. I made a cake, and that used some eggs, and I thought to myself, oh no, time to buy another dozen. But, you know, around the world, just to give some perspective, you know, we complain, we meaning the United States, we Americans, we complain when we go to the grocery store and eggs are, you know, $4 or $5 a dozen, or even if you're getting some of the fancier ones, $6 or $7 a dozen. But over the holiday break, I was in New Zealand, I think we talked about this last week, and eggs there, you can pay $8 to $10 a dozen.
Or you can just have a few backyard chickens and you'll have so many eggs you can sell them to your neighbors.
And that's what else you can do. And we passed a whole bunch of farms that had those as well. So there are some things. And more areas are allowing people to keep chickens, which I think is really interesting as well. I mean, if you don't mind the sound and the smell, you can have fresh eggs every morning.
Right. But you have to feed the chickens and you have to take care of them and you have to build the little house and keep coyotes from eating them. So it's a bigger venture than what you might be willing to do. So then at that point you'll go, okay, $5 for a dozen. I'm good.
I'm good. It's not so bad. And it really is. It's interesting to see what things at the grocery store feel, you know, the most pain. I will say, I didn't send you this number, but this was sort of interesting this week. The number of people who are seeking help at food pantries has skyrocketed over the last 4 or 5 months. We are seeing people who, even with incomes of over $100,000 to $150,000 a year, are just not making ends meet because the price of food is high and so is the price of everything else. And so until we catch up with compensation and inflation stays, you know, right now it's 2.6, 2.8%. That's not bad, not 2%, but it's pretty good. We need our income to keep climbing over 3, 4, 5% a year, doing what we can so that it starts to feel a lot more affordable out there.
And we might be making more money, but we're saving less.
Yeah, that didn't sound so good, right? I mean, it looked like the people just bought a whole lot more expensive stuff. And by expensive, I mean durable goods, right? Things like washing machines and dryers, things that are made in other countries. In fact, consumer spending shot up 7.7% for November. That exceeded what economists thought it would be.
Do you think that has to do with President Trump being elected and his love of tariffs? Because I know a lot of people that had the thought process, hey, I better get this stuff made in another country before the price increases dramatically.
Yeah, well, guess what tomorrow is? Yeah,
that's the day.
Tariff day.
More tariffs are going into effect.
I really thought that somebody over there would see reason after a while. But no, tariffs are supposed to go into effect with our biggest trading partners. So we've got Canada, Mexico, and China for some things. And I think all of those people who I thought might have been jumping the gun a bit in November might turn out to be the smartest people on the block. Because what will happen when tariffs go into effect is that whatever those tariffs cover, they will become more expensive for those of us who pay the bills every month. It is not going to be absorbed by the companies. It's not going to be absorbed by the government. It's actually just going to fall into our pockets. And I think it's going to cause a lot of problems economically.
People seem to have no understanding that tariffs impact us. They really believe that China's going to pay the price.
Yeah. I'm just going to go back and say Mexico was going to pay for the wall, too. And that didn't happen. So, yes. I'm sorry that people didn't take Econ 101, or if they did, they slept through it. I slept through part of it, and then I woke up when it got to tariffs. So I'm just going to tell you that there is no way that this does not get passed down to consumers. We are all going to pay the price of this, and I think it's going to be very expensive. I can only hope that there is so much noise that the government rethinks this and just decides instead to use it as leverage or a bargaining tool to get extract some other sort of benefit for consumers.
There is a study out about how employees are stressed when it comes to money. What do you know about this?
Well, as the CEO of Best Money Moves, I can tell you we're watching this very, very closely. So the organization that runs HR Tech, which is kind of the biggest technology conference for people in HR, they came out with their trends, and financial wellness was the number two trend out there for 2025. And the reason is, of course, because employee financial stress is through the roof for all the reasons we've just been talking about. In fact, employees are rating their financial stress as the number one problem that they're having. And so what specifically are people worrying about? Because I think one of the mistakes that companies make is they think to themselves, oh, there's financial stress. I'm going to throw this program at them or this program at them. Well, it turns out saving for retirement, number one thing people are thinking about all day long. Number two, they want their employers to provide educational resources to empower them to make better, smarter financial decisions. They need that help. They also say that 90% of the financial wellness programs that are provided are actually useful, and they wish employers would do more of it. And then finally, they think that AI financial management tools are very helpful, and 60%, this was a crazy number, 60% of employees already feel comfortable using AI at work, and they want companies to employ that in their financial wellness tools.
Interesting. Are homes selling? It doesn't look like it, right?
They're actually selling. They're selling in 2 months, which, Lisa, I will tell you, when I started my career writing about real estate, if you could sell your house in 2 months, it was considered to be lightning fast. The problem is that's the slowest pace in 5 years, so it feels like molasses to the sellers out there. A normal market would be 4 to 6 months on the market. So if you sell in two, it's still pretty fast, but it's slowed down because higher interest rates, we're now at around 7% plus, higher home prices, and some very extreme weather, which we've all just experienced.
Yeah, don't take a shower. They want you to not add to the water runoff. So no showers, Elise.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I took one this morning before I saw the news. But I will say that when I looked outside this morning around my trees and in my yard, you're seeing the puddles that you normally don't get until later in the spring. And I don't know about what our weather people have said about this, but if it was just a little bit colder, I think this would have been a 12 to 15 incher.
Oh, you're right. This would have been a lot of snow. And honestly, I would choose that over rain any day of the week. So if people want to subscribe to your newsletter, thinklink.com.
That would be great. And if you're interested in learning more about employee financial stress and how we can help, bestmoneymoves.com.
Thank you so much. That's Elise Glink.